This is the Ethanol Report. I'm speaking with Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, on the EPA's decision to deny the request for a waiver of the renewable fuel standard. Bob, your reaction?
We're obviously very pleased with EPA's decision, and I give the agency great credit for sticking to the science, doing sound analysis, and not being swayed by the emotion of this issue.
What do you think the reaction is going to be from those who requested the waiver?
You know, I was somewhat surprised that the petitioners never really presented EPA with a lot of analysis. And that was telling me all along that this was more about politics than about substance anyway. I suspect now they'll go to Capitol Hill and continue their effort to undermine this program, and they will continue to miss the forest for the trees, because it is not ethanol that's driving up the price of commodities today. It's Mother Nature. It was this drought. And what we ought to be doing is sitting down and having a more constructive discussion about things than what is currently happening.
Now, you've said all along that it's best to let the marketplace do the rationing as it is, and that has really happened this year, hasn't it?
Without question, the market has responded. The ethanol industry is down about 11 or 12% in terms of our production, our corn consumption, and you're seeing exports being reduced some, other industrial uses being reduced some, and feeders looking for other sources of feed. But that's how the marketplace does respond to these conditions, and it is as it should be.
Now, one of the things that was so important about keeping the RFS in place is the fact that it's encouraging the production of cellulosic ethanol and other next-generation fuels that will eventually kind of not replace corn ethanol, but certainly help ease the use of corn for ethanol fuels. And so that's really important as far as keeping the RFS in place, isn't it?
I think that was a key factor. Look, granting this waiver would not have had a meaningful impact on corn prices, as EPA concluded after looking at all the data. It would have had a decidedly negative impact on investor decisions, because if this program were waived with so little technical justification, it really would have undermined investor confidence in second-generation facilities in the future of the RFS, and it really could have set back the inexorable march toward cellulosic ethanol in a very significant way.
Well, as you said, we basically have won the battle, but the war is still going to go on. This was just one challenge. How do you expect the RFS to be challenged in the year to come in the new Congress?
Well, I do expect that the API that announced earlier this week, they're no longer just seeking tweaks to the program. They want to eliminate the program. And others are going to be asking their friends in Congress to introduce legislation, to hold hearings, to undermine or repeal this important program. I don't believe that they will be successful, because in any objective review of this program, it has been an unmitigated success in terms of its ability to reduce our dependence on imported oil, in terms of the success it has meant to rural America, where you've seen real economic development, and in terms of the environmental benefits that accrue as a result of the increased use of domestic renewable fuels. So I look forward to the debate. I was actually encouraged yesterday when the chairman of the Energy and Commerce Subcommittee with jurisdiction over this didn't seem to think that there would be legislation to repeal this program, because I think we are doing a better job getting the word out of just how successful this program has been and will continue to be if it's allowed to continue.
All right, very good, Bob. That's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I just want you to enjoy this moment and prepare for a fight that we will certainly be engaged in next year.
Well, something for us to be thankful for, as Thanksgiving is coming up. Thank you very much, Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association. And that's the Ethanol Report. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.